This is your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. I'm Kelly Catraba. University of Missouri students observe Yom HaShoah, or Holocaust Remembrance Day, with a full week of events in remembrance of Holocaust victims. Holocaust survivor Romain Roland Levy visited Columbia on Wednesday to talk about his experiences in Belgium during World War II. Reporter Evan Townsend has more.
Levy was 5 years old when he saw the Gestapo put his father in handcuffs and ship him to a concentration camp. Though he's lived in the United States for more than 30 years now, Levy hasn't forgotten what happened when he was just a child. He's been traveling the country for 20 years, telling the next generation about his history and what they can learn from it.
And I try to teach the kids what is love, you know, and not to use that word hate.
That word is what Levy has been trying to slowly eliminate from the world's vocabulary. He says only with its opposite can more tragedies be prevented.
Love your neighbor. Love your neighbor. Very important. And when I'm saying love your neighbor, it doesn't matter if he's black or yellow or green or white. You know, we're all humans.
While memories of the Holocaust are painful for many survivors, Levy says it's what keeps him going.
It's for me, it's a mission. If I'm alive, it has to be a reason for everything, right? But if I'm alive, that is a reason. That is to give lectures, and especially to kids.
Evan Townsend, Columbia Faith and Values.
On a different note, Mahatma Gandhi's grandson and biographer spoke at MU on Friday. Two professors interviewed him about international relations, interfaith issues, and his relationship with his grandfather. Bridget Bowden has the story.
A full crowd packed the room at Memorial Union to hear Dr. Rajmohan Gandhi's thoughts on his grandfather. Although he didn't spend a lot of time with the celebrated man, he learned peaceful resistance by watching him interact with other people.
I was kind of saying to myself, A, this man is not getting angry with people who are quite angry with him. That's not how I would react. But also, he is not yielding to them. He's standing firm. So that is what I took away from him, apart from the warmth of his embrace and his hug and his strong pat on the back, which is more like a thump on the back.
Gandhi, who is a professor emeritus at the University of Illinois, also talked about the conflict between India and Pakistan, and specifically about interfaith relations. He says the world's perception of Islam needs to be changed.
I've come across this notion, not just in the U.S., but in some other parts of the world also. It goes something like this, that all religions are sort of imperfect. But there is one religion that is uniquely flawed, and that religion is Islam. And this is a view that has to be vigorously contested and overcome.
Bridget Bowden, Columbia Faith and Values.
That concludes your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. I'm Kelly Catraba.